I think they are the most important symbol, icon, that they have. And I think it's significant that with the Cultural Revolution and when communism tried to get rid of all of those old things, what they call the four olds, you know, old thinking and old customs, that a lot of things were lost. But the dragon was never lost. The dragon never really went away. It was still a symbol. You'd still see it on tea packets and, you know, over restaurant doors and things like that. So I think it must be something that is deep in the Chinese consciousness. I think also here in Melbourne, it's a very important symbol for Chinese who were born here or who have emigrated here. It is a real symbol of their culture. Maybe it's just because it's so beautiful. Or maybe it's a bit more practical than that, that a lot of immigrants would have been market gardeners and those sort of things, so they would have been in touch with the earth and the rain coming would have been very important to them. So they would still have had some tradition of small prayers or ceremonies to keep the dragons happy.